This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. This hour we do have some variety, and I am Johnny Athens. And we have even more great jazz coming up this hour. Lee Konitz, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Perry Como, and of course we have some interviews, we have some comedy, and plenty of fun facts, sharing some knowledge about our jazz. And a lot of great artists, a lot of great music. I'm excited for this week. And we're going to start off this show with an artist from New York, New York, Jackie McLean. And while I was reading about Jackie McLean, I like to get a little info on the artist we play, I came up with this story at the start of his career. Jackie McLean had played on Miles Davis's Dig album, when he was only 20 years old, and he had recorded as well with a lot of other great musicians, Charles Mingus, Gene Ammons, George Wallington, and was also a member of the Jazz Messengers with Art Blakey. And he specifically joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers after an altercation with Mr. Mingus, and that was, he claimed that Charles Mingus punched him, and Jackie's response was almost, he didn't, but he thought about pulling out a knife and perhaps harming Mr. Mingus back, but he didn't, and later on he regretted his actions and is thankful he didn't. But that's pretty interesting. I didn't know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised what was going on in the jazz scene, especially back then in the 50s and 60s. Talk about self-expression. But right now, Just For Now, by Jackie McLean on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
above you. Night breezes sing to whisper I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me, yes. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this, yes. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find ya. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me, yeah. Till dawn, dear, just saying this, yes. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find ya. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Yes, dream a little dream of
101.5 The Hawk. That was Louis Armstrong with The Dream, A Little Dream of Me. Before that, we had Jackie McLean with Just For Now. And coming up, we have Perry Como, Ron White, Antonio Carlos Jobim. But first, I want to talk about a very special artist we'll be playing today. Joe Pass with Herb Ellis. This song is from the 1974 album 7 Come 11, and it is Perdido with Joe Pass and, of course, Herb Ellis, both on guitar, with Ray Brown on bass and Jack Hanna on drums. And this album has a great track listing, by the way. I just want to mention In a Mellow Tone, title track 7 Come 11 by Benny Goodman, Prelude to a Kiss, Perdido, I'm Confessin', Easy Living, and Concord Blues. An original by Herb Ellis and Joe Pass. And it's at the height of, you know, Joe Pass's career. It's 1974. He's been playing with Ella Fitzgerald, Stan Getz. I believe he did some work with Wes Montgomery. He had done work by then with the Oscar Peterson Trio and was really coming into his own. And together, as long with the giant of Herb Ellis, they'd be battling this bebop style throughout this album. And it's really great that I think Herb decided to come up with it and do this. And you can tell they're playing off of each other in such an elegant and sophisticated yet hard, free-loving way. But Joe Pass is renowned for quite a few different things. He's a giant in his own right, this album set aside. And I thought we would play a small clip, a small interview of him talking about his improvisation style and how he approaches the guitar. He achieved, for example, renowned success with his solo tour. He played jazz standards and used his guitar like a piano. He was able to go back and forth between playing the rhythm and the underlying, you know, the melody. And together, he was able to make it sound like there was this whole band. I mean, of course, you're not hearing horns or something. If you are, then maybe you shouldn't be sitting so far in the back. That is the fire alarm. Please leave the building. But he's able to sound like there's the whole band. It sounds very full in his solo recordings on that album. Or on that tour, rather. And that's just the talent. So here's his approach to how he improvises on the guitar on 101.5 The Hawk.
All guitar players play some at home solo, you know. I mean, they sit around the house and play. And so I think Norman Granz asked me one time to play some solo, you know. And I said, gee, you know, I don't know. I mean, classical guitar players can do it. I mean, they have a prescribed set of music and they play the same thing. I said, what'll I do? He said, just go out and play. So I went out and played, and I was very nervous at first, you know, because, I mean, on ballads you can do it, but when you start playing up tempos and medium tempos, then you have to rely on other things. And anyway, I just went out and started doing it. It was kind of an accident, you know, and nobody got mad or threw anything, so I continued to do it.
Your improvisational talent is, like everybody says, enormous. Do you feel that you are creating at the spot? Is it is it premeditated improvisations?
No, I don't think it's premeditated. In fact, I know it's not premeditated. You can't think and play. If you think about what you're playing, the playing does become stilted. You have to just focus on the music. I feel concentrate on the music, focus on what you're playing, and just let the playing come out. Once you start thinking about doing this or playing that, it's not good. And what you do, and I think, you know, it's like a language. You have a whole collection of musical ideas and thoughts that you've accumulated through your musical history, plus all the musical history of the whole world. Yeah. And it's all in your subconscious, yeah. And you draw upon it when you play.
But that means that the people that you play with should have the same ability. Do you find that with Hilt Henning, for instance?
Yeah, sure. Much the same. We play together. We just pick a tune and we don't talk about ending or beginning or what we're going to do. We just play and listen. One of the main things I think that is required in any group, two or more, is the players to listen to one another rather than just say, okay, let's play the blues. I know the blues, you know the blues, so we play.
Thank you.
1.5 The Hawk. That was Perdido with Joe Pass and Herb Ellis playing from their album 7 Come 11. And only 3 years later, Herb Ellis would say, let's do something great again. And he brought in another jazz giant, Remo Palmier. Remo had been renowned with his work. He had played with dozens and dozens of great jazz giants, Coleman Hawkins, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Teddy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan, and on the Arthur Godfrey show on CBS Radio in the 40s and 50s. And then into the 70s, he worked even then with Benny Goodman and Dick Hyman. And that is where we come in. This album, Windflower, came out in 1977, and Herb Ellis had known Remo for a while, and in 1977, he convinced his friend Carl Jefferson, who was a jazz producer, to invite him to the Concord Jazz Festival in California. Together, they played, performed, and enjoyed their time together so much that they said, let's record something. And they made Windflower, which was Palmier's return after 30 years to recording. No more clubs, no more this and that, although he continued to do so. But it was his first recording, and man, does it shine. It is incredible. Windflower is an entirely great album. It's beautiful, it's calming, but it's elegant and indistinctively jazzy. Featuring not only Herb Ellis and, of course, Remo on guitar, but we have Ron Traxler on drums, George Duvivier on bass, and, well, that's about all we need on this great album. So, from 1977's Windflower, here is Close Your Eyes on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby got and left this town. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'll pack my trunk and make my getaway. I went to the gypsy to get my fortune told. Yes, I went to the gypsy to get my fortune told. I asked the gypsy, what does the future hold? Gypsy told me, don't you wear no black. The gypsy told me, don't you wear no black. Go to St. Louis and you can win her back. St. Louis woman with the diamond rings pulls this man around by her apron strings. If it wasn't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love wouldn't go nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. 'Cause that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and his rye. I love that gal. Yes, I love that gal. Yes, I love that gal until the day I die.
One 101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. A pleasure to have you here with us. You just listened to little Perry Como singing his St. Louis Blues here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And before that, we talked a little bit about Herb Ellis and his work playing Perdido, as well as Close Your Eyes. But now we take a little break from the music and go on over to the comedy portion of the program yet again. So here we are, this week's great comedian, Ron White, nicknamed Tater Salad. You may know him from his work on the Blue Collar comedy tour, his work with Just for Laughs, of course, and notably on that tour with Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. He also has his own record label, Organica Music Group, which helps upcoming artists, musicians, but also comedians and other kind of alternative stuff. So that's really fun. Great that he gets to do that and involve himself in the industry in a different way. And in this clip, we have classic Ron White doing a great bit from Just for Laughs a couple years ago. And while I was listening to it, it reminded me of something Stephen Fry said. And Stephen Fry is also a humorist. He's a writer and a philosopher, I suppose, English, a big guy with the crooked nose. You might know him. And he was once asked to define the difference between American and British comedy. And his thoughts on it were related to a scene in Animal House, specifically the scene of the toga party, in which John Belushi meets a guy at the party playing folk songs on a guitar, and he grabs the guitar and smashes it. And Stephen Fry elaborates that the English comedian would much rather play the man playing the guitar While every American comedian would want to be Jim Belushi in that situation, because it's loud, it's boisterous, it's funny from either perspective, but Jim Belushi gets to break the guitar, and it's in agreeance with everyone else at the party. But the British comedian wants to play the guy with the guitar, who just had his guitar taken from his hands. Here he was, singing a nice little song, and his guitar was just taken out of his hands and smashed on the ground. And if you understand what I'm saying, I think we get a little bit of that attitude in Ron White, this nonchalant, charismatic, funny, and solid humor from him. We get that boisterous attitude, but laid back, cool, relaxed, and classically, Ron White, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you. I'm 44 years old, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out. Yesterday, I was sitting in a beanbag chair naked eating Cheetos, and I was flipping through the television, and I saw Robert Tilton. He's a televangelist from Dallas, and he was staring at me. And he said, "Are you lonely?" Yeah. He said, "Have you wasted half your life in bars pursuing sins of the flesh? This guy's good." He said, "Are you sitting in a beanbag chair naked eating Cheetos?" "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you feel the urge to get up and send me $1,000? Close. I thought he was talking about me there for a second. So it's great to be here. I almost died on Wednesday getting here. I didn't almost die. I didn't even get hurt. I flew here from Ottawa because my agent doesn't own a globe. I flew here on a plane this big, like a pack of gum with 8 people in it. It was scary. What happened was we took off from the Ottawa Airport Hair Care and Tire Center there. We're traveling at half the speed of smell. We get halfway to Montreal, we got to go back. It's a 9-minute flight. We can't pull it off with this equipment. We did. We had engine trouble. We lost some oil pressure in one of the engines, and they told us about it over the speaker system of the plane, which was stupid because they could have just went, "Hey, we lost some oil pressure." Heard ya. Sure did. It was weird. Everybody on the plane was nervous, but I'd been drinking since lunch, and I was like, "Take it down. I don't care." You ever have one of those days? You don't care if the plane stays in the air or not? Yeah. The guy sitting next to me is losing his mind. Apparently, he had a lot to live for. He did. He goes, hey, man, if one of these engines fails, how far will the other one take us? And like, all the way to the scene of the crash. Yeah, which is pretty handy because that's where we're headed. I bet we beat the paramedics there by a half hour. We're hauling ass. That's what we're doing. I drink too much. Other people learn things when I drink. Last night, a limo driver learned if I say I got a yak, it doesn't mean I have a long-haired buffalo living in my backyard. They asked me if I wanted to go to a topless club last night, and I didn't want to go. And then I ended up going anyway, because you guys backed me up on this. You've seen one woman naked. You want to see the rest up naked? It could be an old biker chick. You know, they're going to hang down here. You want to see me naked? Yeah, I do. I was reading a magazine today. Somebody is, De Beers, the Diamond people, are getting very close to truth in advertising. They're not there yet. I bet they're there by next year. The old slogan was, diamonds are forever. Then they switched it to this year, take her breath away. The new slogan is, diamonds render her speechless. Why don't they just go ahead and say it? Diamonds, that'll shut her up. I was in Miami when Hurricane George hit the Keys, and I thought this was funny. Everybody was evacuated from the Keys except for one guy who was going to stay there and tie himself to a tree on the beach to prove a point. And the point was, he said, that at 53 years of age, he was in good enough physical condition to withstand the wind and the rain from a Force 3 hurricane. Let me explain something to you. It isn't that the wind is blowing, it's what the wind is blowing. If you get hit with a Volvo, doesn't really matter how many sit-ups you did that morning. I'm from Texas. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back. There, how's that? They're trying to pass a bill right now through the Texas legislature that'll speed up the process of execution in heinous crimes where there's more than three credible eyewitnesses. If more than three people saw you do what you did, you don't sit on death row for 15 years, Jack. You go straight to the front of the line. Other states are trying to abolish the death penalty. My state's putting in an express lane. Thanks for playing along. That was fun.
parte nos meus versos. Bandoleiro que faz o prazer do meu amor, terra de nosso Senhor, trazer pra mim, pra mim, Brasil.
The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Ron White, infamous comedian, followed by Antonio Carlos Jobim with Brazil. Infamous jazz musician and even just a pop musician. He did everything in his career, Antonio Carlos Jobim. In fact, he got started writing music on TV shows, on just playing music at the beach. It was a big inspiration for him growing up in the streets of Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. And I think in his music, you can really feel the culture. It's so authentically Brazilian, and it's really a national symbol, the samba, the bossa nova movement, which he created. It's such a great thing that we've had that. And like many jazz musicians, he was inspired not by other jazz musicians, well, of course, a little bit, but his main influences were composers, classical composers. Claude Debussy, Maurice Ravel, and of course the Brazilian composers Ery Barroso and Heitor Villa-Lobos. And as we know, we've talked about them on the show before, the bossa nova movement, on our episode about the Latin influence on jazz, but he came to prominence in North America when, and the English-speaking world, when he paired up with Stan Getz, with João and Gilberto, and that infamous Getz and Gilberto album back in the 60s, which is still a fantastic album. No wonder I'm playing his music still today on the show, so there you go. But with that, our show is over for this week. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It has been a pleasure to host you once again. Anytime, as long as it's Wednesdays at 6 here on 101.5 The Hawk, you're welcome to join in and listen. I want to thank you all for listening, and to those who think of listening. It's the thought that counts. And if you want to stay in touch, you can check out our Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram is johnny.athens. And if you want to know more about the station, you can check out the station's website is mohawkcollege101.5.ca. There you are. I want to thank you once again so much for listening. To close us out, I shall have none other than Lee Konitz with Don't Squawk here on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you, good night, and take care.
Thank you.